CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So we have the Step Up Eddie Gray Step Challenge. This is hot off the press. And Rob Norfield, well, tell us what you're going to be doing this May, Rob.
Right, I'm going to be doing my very best to get as many people doing as many steps as they can in the month of May. And my own personal target for May is 1 million steps. That's 33,000 steps a day, 16 miles a day for 31 days.
Now, we've got to get some context here. That is a huge, huge challenge. So you're obviously going to throw yourself into this, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the only thing that will stop me at my age of 65 this year, my 65th year, is injury. I'm being supported by actually a massage organisation called Mimi, who's going to be massaging me every day, which is going to be very nice, and she's offered to do that for free, so that's a benefit. But the challenge is enormous, and I encourage anybody else who fancies doing a million steps to join me.
And, of course, you don't have to do this challenge on your own. You could share that with others.
Well, you know, a sedate person would do 3,000 or 4,000 a day. A normal average person would do 7,000 a day. An active person, 10,000. So all you need to do is maybe raise that level to 3,000 to 5,000, 5,000 to 7,000. So you don't have to do any more than you target yourself to do. Teams can do joining together, so they can do 500,000 or 1 million steps and break that down into individuals.
And I know from talking to you before, you are very passionate about doing things that actually get the community not only engaged with good causes, but also doing healthy, fitness-inspired activities.
Well, we've been doing this for 2 years and raised £20,000 in those 2 years. And the aim was to get as many people in the region doing as many steps as they can for fitness reasons. So we've set a target of £50,000 this year, which is going to be a challenge, which is great that this is going out to everyone in Harrogate to hit that £50,000. But it isn't just the £50,000. It's the fact that people are going to get fitter, teams are going to get fitter, businesses are going to join in and have an interest in their people getting fitter. I've known CNG for 11 years now, and the support they give the community is enormous, and it's just grown and grown and grown, and it's helped this grow, and it's 50,000 this year, and thank you CNG and Jackie Hall, but we'd like it to be 60,000, 80,000 next year and the year after.
Yes, I'm Jeff Dunning. I'm a volunteer fundraiser at St Michael's Hospice.
The money that's being raised, to tell us about what good the money will do.
Well, in round figures, the hospice needs about £5 million a year simply to provide the care that we already provide to patients and their families. So £50,000 is going to make a very big contribution. Lots of people do lots of different things for the hospice, and we have lots of different ways of raising funds, like the shops, which everybody is aware of. But this challenge is a really eye-catching idea that Rob's come up with, and we hope people will buy into it and get really involved. 50,000 is a target. If we can raise 60 or 70, that would be so much better.
And at St Michael's Hospice, we've all heard of the hospice. Some of us will have been to visit the hospice before, had relatives in the hospice, but there's a great deal that goes on and a great deal of support within the community that people listening to this won't be aware of.
Yes, many people have a vision of the hospice movement generally as somewhere that people with cancer go to die. But actually, it's much more than that. For a start, we treat people with a very wide range of diseases. Unfortunately, more and more people are actually surviving cancer. So we find that diseases like heart disease and dementia are more and more common in the patients that we look after. The other thing that is very important is that we start with what the patient wants. And if the patient wants to stay at home, then we'll do everything we possibly can to make that happen. And we support the family just as much as the patient, because sadly we will lose those patients eventually. So there's a bereavement service, Just Be, which looks after the family that are left after we've lost the patient.
£5 million a year is a huge figure. It must be just, I suppose, excellent news for you when people like Rob and companies like CNG are wanting to spend their time helping you raise the money.
Absolutely. You know, St Michael's is Harrogate's Hospice. We support the Harrogate community, and it's fantastic to see businesses and individuals in Harrogate supporting the hospice, because we look after local people and it's a big local charity.
So, Faye from CNG, we're always hearing about great initiatives that you've got going within the company. So why was this one important to you?
Well, as you know, we're hugely supportive for everything in the local community, from sports teams to charities, events. We've been involved with loads of stuff with Stray FM previously. And so when Rob approached us to get involved with this Next Step Challenge, we knew it was something we wanted to do. We've worked with St Michael's before and we love supporting them. And this is just a perfect opportunity to get more of the staff involved as well. It's not just throwing money at something, it's getting everyone actively involved and doing something.
And CNG is very much a company where you like to give back to the community. So this is nothing to do with people's day jobs, but it is important to how the staff feel about working for CNG, isn't it?
Absolutely. Things like this are built into the culture. It's part of our values to be caring, but also have fun with it. So we like to do kind of a bit more outside of the box challenges and things like that, that people can throw themselves into and know it's not part of their day job, but because it's how it is here, people just love doing it and everyone gives 110% to all these things that we do.
£50,000 is a hell of a target, as you know, so please look on the website www.2-inspired.co.uk, but we're pleased to say that we're up £6,250 with 3 months to go, so please join in and donate.
The good thing for you guys is there's a lot of stairs in this building at CNG HQ in Harrogate, so you've got a head start, because just up and down at work, you're going to do a few steps every day, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I spend my life walking up and down those stairs, so they're all going to add up and help towards our total.
And if you want to find out more about the CNG Step Up Challenge, just go to strayfm.com/business.
CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.